your starting battery for today is brought to you by the F&M. Recharge your battery and don't lose sleep over where you stay.
It's the hottest day in the summer in Visalia, and the first place Rawhide take on the Lake Elsinore Storm, opening up the final three games of this series heading into the All-Star break. Good evening, everyone. Griffin Epstein on the Rawhide Broadcast Network alongside our excellent Rawhide Broadcast Network crew, Lake Elsinore and Visalia, with the Rawhide leading the series 2-1. Storm lineup tonight: Cobb Hightower leads off, Cale Fountain bats second, Victor Figueroa batting third, Zach Evans in the cleanup spot, Kavaris Tears bats fifth, Ryan Wilson batting sixth, Andre Rojas bats seventh, Chase Valentine batting eighth, and Colton Vincent in the ninth spot. The best pitcher in the California League, Junior Sanchez, on the bump tonight for the Rawhide. He's ready in his first pitch home. He is in for a strike to Cobb Hightower. Sanchez leads the California League in ERA by a large margin. The 0-1 just misses low. One ball, one strike to Hightower. Making his 15th appearance of the season, 13th start. Here's the 1-1. This is just low again. Two balls, one strike. Sanchez at 2.26 ERA. That is the best ERA among Cal League qualified pitchers. Big swing and a miss by Hightower, 2-2. It's hot summer's night. Temperatures reached 103 today, and they're currently at 102 degrees. The pitch fouled straight back. And we'll do the 2-2 again. Sunny skies overhead, not a cloud in the sky on this hot day here in the South Valley. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. Struck him out on the cutter. One out for Cale Fountain. Rawhide defensive alignment tonight. Alberto Barriga catches, deals Fran Cabeza at first, J.D. Dix at second, Yerel Nin at short, and Ruben Santana at third. Pitch home to Fountain. A strike at the knees, 93-mile-an-hour fastball. In the outfield from left to right, Trent Youngblood, Jose Alpura, and Jacque Josefa. Here's the 0-1 to Fountain. Fouled off the end of the bat, off the netting down the first base line. Quickly 0-2 to Fountain. Rawhide lead this series 2-1, coming off a 7-4 come-from-behind win last night. Visalia trailed by two runs early, but played 3 in the third and 4 in the fourth. Sanchez deals in the dirt. Barriga moving over to his right. That's the sweeper. The really highlight of the three-pitch repertoire for Junior Sanchez. Four-seam fastball, but doesn't throw it hard. Around 93 on the gun. Mixes in the sweeper and a cutter. 1-1. A half swing and miss by Fountain in the dirt. Picked up by Barriga. He throws down to first. Two away. Back-to-back strikeouts by Sanchez to start his outing. Is what we've come to expect from Junior. 67 and two-thirds innings of work this season. 2.26 ERA, a whip at 1.15, batting average against 227, and his numbers get even better when you look at them just here at Valley Strong Ballpark. It's Victor Figueroa, big lefty, takes upstairs for ball one. In seven starts here in Visalia, here's the 1-0. Swing and a miss, one ball, one strike. Sanchez allowed just two earned runs in 36 innings. Here's the 1-1 in the dirt. Two balls and one strike. That's a 0.50 ERA for Sanchez here at home. He's loved pitching here at Valley Strong Ballpark. 2-1. Just missed again with the fastball. That was comfortably in the zone, but Brady Parrish called it a ball behind the plate. Malik Coleman in the field. Brady Parrish calling balls and strikes today. Here's the 3-1 home. Upstairs, ball four. Figueroa works a walk. 1-1 with two outs here in the top of the first.
Now batting for the score, number 40, Zach Evans.
Mentioned the heat, 101 degrees here at first pitch. Not much of a wind to provide relief. 4-mile-an-hour breeze. Up to 8 miles an hour, drifting softly out to right field. Zach Evans takes ball one low. That is in the zone again, but Brady Parrish is not calling strikes. Bottom of the zone. 1-0. Broken bat grounder past the third baseman Solaire, or Santana make it at third today. Into left for a base hit. Jam shot by Evans. Pitch up in the zone. The bat breaks, but just got enough on it to get it past Santana at third and trickle into left. So two on, two out for Kavaris Tears, who's DHing tonight after a night off yesterday evening. No score just underway here in the top of the first. Game four of the six-game set, taking us into the All-Star break. 4 days off starting on Monday for everyone across minor league and Major League Baseball. Tears fouls the first pitch he sees back to the net. Lefty batting Tears, hitting .242 on the season. Night off last night. National champion at the University of Tennessee, 0-1. Japanese for a strike, going 2. Figueroa at second, Evans at first. Just underway here in the top of the first. Here's the 0-2. Wave and a miss by Tears. He's down on strike. Sanchez strikes out the side in the first inning, working around a walk and a single. Rawhide to bat on the other side. No score. Home man for the first. Coming up on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
When I'm at my high school, I want to feel safe. I want to learn things I'll actually use.
I want to control my schedule. I want to control my future.
I want to be authentic with myself, even at school.
At Learn for Life High Schools, I can. I can change
my story.
And so can you.
Enroll anytime to control your education, completely free.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. This summer comes with a full tank and endless possibilities. Your Toyota's ready for it, and right now, so are the deals. Get a low-cost lease on the all-hybrid 51 MPG 2025 Camry or Dynamic RAV4 and meet the all-new 2025 4Runner. Summer doesn't last forever, and neither do these deals. So hurry into your Toyota dealer and don't miss your chance to roam. Toyota, let's go places. Offers available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 8/4/25.
Back in Visalia, bottom of the first inning, no score. Rawhide starting lineup tonight. Gerald Nin leads off. J.D. Dix bats second. Yasel Soler batting third. And Ruben Santana in the cleanup spot. Trent Youngblood, after a day off, bats fifth. Jose Alburria batting sixth. Bottom three of the Rawhide lineup. Alberto Barriga, Kios Francabeza, and Jacques Josefa. Michael Morales, the starter tonight for Lake Elsinore. He's in his second start, fresh off the injured list, missed a month and a half of baseball, and makes his second start since returning. First pitch to the left-handed Gerald Nin, missing outside. No score here, the bottom of the first. The throw, fouled away. Morales, 20-year-old from Venezuela. His third start against the Rawhide this year. Fires home and misses outside. Two balls and one struck. Morales on the season, 5.92 ERA, 9 appearances, 6 starts, 24 and a third innings of work, 22 strikeouts, but also 19 walks. Nin grounds it right side past the sliding second baseman Rojas and into right field. Lead off base hit for Gerald Nin. Lake Elsinore defensive alignment tonight. Colton Vincent catches, catching debut in this series. Cale Fountain at first, Yenshi Rojas at second, Cobb Hightower at short, and Zach Evans at third. In the outfield from left to right, Ryan Wilson, Chase Valentine, and Victor Figueroa. J.D. Dick, switch hitter, will bat lefty against Morales. Morales peers in and throws upstairs for ball one. The setting sun right in the right-hander's eye line right now. Not really in his eye line, but bouncing off the side of his face. He's looking to the north as the sun sets to the west. Nice hot July day in the valley. The pitch. Fly foul down the third baseline. And it's 1-1 to Dix. Morales, third start against the Rawhide. He's not had great success against Visalia this season. Six combined innings against the Rawhide. He's allowed 8 hits on 4 runs. He spins off a pickoff throw back to first and in safely back to the back. He did have 8 strikeouts, though, in his first outing here at Valley Strong Ballpark back in May. Ended up allowing 3 earned runs, but they did all come in one inning. Here's the 1-1, and takes off, pitch inside, throw down to second is very wide and late by Vincent. And a Taco Bell stolen base, 4-year-old Nin. That's Nin's team high, 23rd stolen base. So Nin in scoring position, nobody out. 2-1 count to Dix. Morales peeks back at second and throws. Upstairs, 3 balls, 1 strike. This is exactly how you draw it up as an offense to start off a game. Get the leadoff runner on base, steal second. Now the wheels are turning. 3-1. Popped up off the end of the bat. Shallow left, falling quickly. Diving in is Wilson, and he makes a sliding grab. Staring right into the sunshine, Wilson got a late break on a flare into left. Ended up making a feet first sliding catch. The stick out the glove, wide of his body as well. Athletic play by the left fielder. Much needed first down for Morales in the storm. So Nin at second, one out, and Yacel Soler, the banner. Designated hitter tonight for Visalia. The pitch. Soler takes strike one at the top of the zone. Rawhide in their white pinstripe uniforms today. The Storm in their black tops with gray pants. Here's the pitch. Popped up and out of play. This Rawhide offense has been red hot in the month of July. Lead the Cal League with a .292 batting average through their first 9 games of July, including 8 home runs. 2 of those home runs have come from Soler. Here's the 0-2. In the dirt, 1 ball and 2 strikes. Yacel is hitting .433 over his last 7 games. He's improved his batting average from below .200 up to .233. Morales at the belt and deals. Chopped foul. It's a breaking ball falling out of the zone. Soler just stayed alive. Ball time. And big, long, patient walk around the edge of the batter's box behind Brady Parrish, and now back into the right-handed batter's box, tapping the outside of the plate. Now awaiting the pitch from Morales. Here it comes. Wave and a miss. Down to third is Nin, and the throw bounces off the glove of Evans, who loses his glove. And he picks it up on the edge of the grass down the third base line. Gerald Nin has another Taco Bell stolen base, but there is 2 outs in the inning with the strikeout of Soler. The late steal there by Nin. 2 outs, for Ruben Santana with Nenet third here in the bottom of the first. No score. Santana hitting .222 on the season. Morales at the belt and home. Foul tipped by Santana. 0-1. See a fastball, slider, and changeup from Michael Morales. Check it out, y'all. Seen a heavy dose of changeups early tonight. He readies and throws. And the dirt kicks to the right of Vincent, but stays on the dirt. And then we'll hold it third. One ball, one strike. Santana's had a strong July. 10 hits in 8 games for a .323 batting average so far this month. And he's also driven in 8 runs. 1-1. Fouled straight back. One ball and two strikes. Salia leads this series 2-1, and they're one game up on Lake Elsinore in the Cal League South second half standings. Trying to chase down a playoff spot and join Rancho Cucamonga in the California League playoffs come September. 1-2. In the dirt, two balls and two strikes to Santana. In at third, two outs, bottom of the first, just underway on this steaming hot day in Visalia. Here comes the pitch from Michael Morales. Popped up, left side, foul territory. Is there room for Evans? There is. He's backpedaling and makes the catch right where the grass meets the dirt. Morales works around a leadoff hit, and the Rawhide leave Nin stranded at third. After one, no score on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
The Budweiser Guest Services is where you can sign up for on-hill games.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we believe that it's never too early to start building a bright financial future. With Valley Strong's youth accounts, kids learn to earn, save, and master essential money management skills. Skills that set the foundation for a lifetime of financial independence. From piggy banks to portfolios, Valley Strong is committed to teach the ABCs of all things money. Don't wait. Open a youth account today at valleystrong.com/youth. Empower your child with the tools they need for a secure financial future.
Top of the second inning in Visalia. No score between the Rawhide and the Storm. Final weekend of baseball before the All-Star break. As we march towards August, and before long we'll be into the final month of the season. Game 84 of 132 here tonight at Valley Strong Ballpark. Junior Sanchez fires home to Ryan Wilson, who drives it through the right side into the right field for a base hit. First pitch swinging by Wilson. And the second hit of the day for the Storm. I think the best way to get to Sanchez is to ambush him and not let him get into the rhythms. Works so quickly and has gotten into such great rhythms against almost everyone he's faced this year. Got to be swinging early. Rojas, lefty batter, takes low. Andre Rojas hitting .227. On the season. 0-for-4 last night with two strikeouts. 22 pitches for Sanchez. He struck out the side in the first, but did work around a walk to Figueroa, base hit to Evans. Small strike zone, though, by Brady Parrish to start the night. Pitch home, sails upstairs. 2-0 to Rojas. Back-to-back starts for Sanchez without allowing a run. 10 consecutive scoreless innings entering today. Pichome on the outside corner for a strike. 2-1. He's only allowed one earned run, Junior Sanchez, over his last five starts. Ridiculous numbers. As Rojas takes low, 3 balls and 1 strike. I feel like a broken record every Friday night. Junior's here and talk about all his crazy numbers, and you wonder when he's going to have a rough start, and it just hasn't happened here at home at all. The pitch home to Rojas has popped up into left. Youngblood reaches up, makes the one-handed grab, one away. Rawhide Baseball on the Rawhide Broadcast Network, brought to you by the Hampton Inn. When the best need their rest, they stay at the Hampton Inn Tulare. Visit the Visalia Rawhide's website for a discount for your next stay in the Valley. And Sanchez, he's had one bad outing on the season. That was at Modesto back in mid-May. Allowed 12 hits and 5 earned runs. Since then, he's been lights out both at home and on the road. As Chase Valentine fouls away the first pitch he sees. Since that start in Modesto, Sanchez holds a 0.37 ERA over his last 7 starts. That's 48 2/3 innings pitched. 0-1. Inside, 1 ball and 1 strike. Arizona Diamondbacks named Junior Sanchez their minor league pitcher of the month for his great month of June. Here's the 1-1. Wave and a miss by Valentine. Kind of a half-hearted swing. Didn't know what to do. Decided to go around on a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. Runner at first, one out. Here in the top of the second, no score. Here's the 1-2 from Sanchez. Broken bat. Foul down the first baseline. Be a new lumber for Chase Valentine. Good crowd on hand. Welcoming in the weekend here in Visalia. Visalia Oaks jersey giveaway tonight. The first 350 fans, courtesy of Pacifico. The 1983 Visalia Oaks. And we'll certainly talk about the Oaks a little bit more over the course of the night. Fans arrived here early, even in the sweltering conditions, to get the really cool baby blue uniforms. They're kind of Ole Miss colors, baby blue and some red as well. 1-2. Swing and a miss by Valentine. Struck out on the sweeper. There's 2 away and 4 strikeouts now for Junior Sanchez. Batter for Sanchez to face, first time through the order, Colton Vincent, the catcher, hitting 176 on the year. Another ready-on-ready matchup. The pitch. Catches the zone, back to the sweeper. 0-1. Sweeper has become a very popular pitch across baseball. Shohei Ohtani will popularize it. 0-1, grounded foul. And the count goes to 0-2. Seen it thrown so effectively by Sanchez. He's talking with Josh Goosen-Brownride, pitching coach. You know, he says he kind of uses the sweeper as his setup pitch. He'll tend to strike out guys with his fastball, but the sweeper gets batters off balance, and then he puts them away with the four-seam fastball. Here's the 0-2. Inside, miss with the fastball. 1 ball, 2 strikes. And whether that's strikeouts or it's often batters rolling over pitches, Sanchez doesn't have a high number of strikeouts this year. Keeps batters very off balance. 1-2. Popped up down the right field line. Long run for 3 different Rawhide jerseys. And Dix, did he come up with it? He did. What a play by J.D. Dix. The second baseman came way down the right field line and caught the ball right where the wall meets the line. Man, and J.D. made it look easy. echelon to protect. Kake Yosefa came sliding in, had to hold up at the last moment. So Dix makes the catch, and Sanchez works around a leadoff single for a scoreless frame. Head to the home half of the second, no score on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
And now it's time to turn your attention to the third baseline for Echelon.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota hybrid. Check out the hottest deals on 17 Toyota hybrid models from the longest-lasting brand on the road. And right now, get a low-cost lease on 2025 Prius. Plus, every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care. That's 2 years of complimentary maintenance. These deals won't wait, and neither should you. With more MPG and a new Toyota hybrid, it's time to hit the road. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 8/4/25.
Now batting here high, number 32, Trent Youngblood.
Bottom of the second at Valley Strong Ballpark on a Friday night. Final Friday night home game in July for the Rawhide. Be on the road for a nine-game road trip coming out of the All-Star break. Celia trying to stay in first place, built some momentum into the final month and a half of the season this weekend. Trent Youngblood leads off the inning, swings at the first pitch, pops it up. Down the left field line is Ryan Wilson reaching up and making the catch a couple steps shy of the warning track. One out.
Now batting beer high, number 22.
Rawhide 10-8 in the second half of the season. First place team in the second half clinches a playoff spot. Lake Elsinore is one game back at 9-9. How about Inland Empire? They're only two games back at 8-10. Jose Alpuria takes strike one on the outside corner. Rancho Cucamonga 7-11, but they've already clinched a playoff spot by virtue of winning the first half. There's the 0-1 to Alpuria. Swing and a miss. Chase the changeup, 0-2. With a series win, the Rawhide can guarantee they'll be in first place going into the All-Star break. To win two of three this weekend to guarantee a series win. Just one win at least has a series split as they're up two games to one entering tonight. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Now Puria strikes out, two away. After the leadoff single for Nin, Miguel Morales has settled in nicely to his start. Five in a row retired and two strikeouts. Alberto Barriga, Rawhide catcher, stands in. Native of Veracruz, Mexico, hitting 208 on the season. The pitch on the outside corner for a strike. Changeup after changeup right now being thrown by Michael Morales. But keep on throwing what's working. 20-year-old from Venezuela deals. A half swing by Barriga, and he went around. 0-2. Morales, he had 8 strikeouts in his first start against the Rawhide. He's got 2 so far tonight. Here's the 0-2. Missing low. Barriga held up on the changeup that time. 1-2. Series so far has been a story of big innings. Lots of offense. 1-2. In the dirt, 2-2. The winner of the first three games of this series has scored at least 7 runs. Rawhide have scored 7 runs exactly in their 2 wins. Lake Elsinore played at 10 on Wednesday night in their victory. 2-2 coming to Barriga. Outside. Morales missed with the slider. And a full count. Morales sets, turns, and throws. Lofted foul down the third base line right over the head of The Rawhide's manager, D. Garner. Kids down the third base line in the red zone wanted the baseball, and Caprinoso saw them and tossed it to them for a souvenir. A lot of kids here at the ballpark tonight. Summer night. Payoff. Strike three called. A 94-mile-an-hour fastball catches the black, and it's strikeout number three for Michael Morales through two innings scoreless. No score on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
At Learn for Life High Schools, I can be myself.
I can feel safe.
I can go to school at times that work for me.
I can prioritize my mental health.
I can have a better school-life balance.
I can work at my own pace.
I can control
my narrative.
At Learn for Life High Schools,
I can control my own education.
I can change
my story,
and so can you.
Enroll anytime to control your education. Completely free.
Meet Liana, a part-time chef and full-time mom. In the past, Liana didn't have health insurance because she didn't think she could afford it. What she didn't realize is she qualified for Medi-Cal. She loves the coverage and peace of mind that comes with high-quality care, the kind of care you get with Anthem Blue Cross. This is Medi-Cal, and it's for more people than you think, maybe even you. To see if you qualify, go to chooseanthem.com/CA. That's chooseanthem.com/CA.
Top of the order for the Storm in the top of the third. No score on this Friday night between the Rawhide and the Storm. Junior Sanchez has worked two scoreless innings, worked around two hits and a walk, and he has four strikeouts through his first two frames. 35 pitches exactly through two innings for the 19-year-old from the Dominican Republic. He turns and throws. First pitch, sweeper missing outside for ball one to Hightower. Here's the 1-0 in the dirt. Two balls, no strikes. Now, top of the order today for Lake Elsinore. Two great players, two players in Hightower and Fountain. Pitchome on the outside corner for his strike. 2-1, both drafted in the first couple rounds of last year's draft. Here's the 2-1. Fouled off the netting. But, you know, you have Cobb Hightower batting first, and you have Cale Fountain batting second. At that point, you have a pretty good salad made with Cobb and Cale. 2-1 on the inside corner. Strike three called. Five strikeouts for Junior Sanchez.
Now batting number 45, Cale Fountain.
That's just absolutely nasty. That sweeper dipping and darting to the inside corner of the zone. Here is Cale Fountain. Takes ball one upstairs, 1-0. Now, there's a fan in the stands who's wearing a green hat that says Cale on the front. Pitchome popped up by Fountain down the right field line. Cabeza, the first baseman, over, comes in and makes the catch. Two away. I don't know if the fan came here to cheer on Cale Fountain, the hat saying Cale, or might just be a big fan of the leafy green vegetable, which is very healthy for you. Two outs for Victor Figueroa. Takes ball one upstairs. Figueroa worked a walk back in the first. Here's the pitch. Catching the top of the zone for a strike. 1-1. Lights have been turned on, but most of the field's still in the sunshine. 1-1. Knuckler left side. Oh, good play down to his knees. Ruben Santana feels it. Comes up, fires the first. In time for the out. Santana flashing the leather at third, and Junior Sanchez works a quick 1-2-3 third frame. Head to the home half of the third. No score on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota, because your next adventure is waiting at your Toyota dealer. Get ready to tear it up and explore this summer like you mean it. Right now, get a low-cost lease on 2025 Tacoma, or get $3,000 cash back on 2025 Tundra. Plus, check out the all-new 4Runner. Now's the time for those who know adventure goes off-road. Don't miss these deals. Head to your Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places.
Offers available through TFS to buyers with premium-ready credit. Cash back available through TMNA and cannot be combined with other offers. Offers end 8/4/25.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Home half of the third in Visalia. No score between the Rawhide and the Storm. Good pitchers duel is brewing between Junior Sanchez and Michael Morales. Dios Francabeso will lead off the inning. Lefty batter shows bunt, pulls it back, but it was a strike anyways. Sanchez has struck out five batters through three shutout. Morales has struck out three batters through two shutout and retired six in a row. Here's the 0-1. Inside corner for a strike. 0-2 to Cabeza, who's making his second start of the week. These two from the same city in Venezuela, Maracay. 0-2. Chopped foul. Maracay is the second biggest city in Venezuela after the capital of Caracas. A little bit to the west of Caracas. Oh, 2-2. Upstairs, one ball and two strikes. Now, Cabeza had a nice night on Tuesday night for the Rawhide in their win. Game-tying RBI single for the Rawhide. They came from behind to win. One for three nights. Pitch home. Oh, what a beaut. Change up into the zone. Strike three called. Cabeza down looking. Valley Strong Credit Union helps kids learn to earn, save, and master essential money managing skills with specialized youth accounts for all ages. Find more information or get started today at valleystrong.com/youth. One out for Jaque Josefa. Swings and misses at a first pitch changeup from Morales. And the Rawhide really look discombobulated against this changeup of Morales since Nin led off the game with a single. They don't have a hit and don't have close to a hit. A swing and a miss by Josefa on a fastball up in the zone, 0-2. Josefa puts his hands up on his head. Frustration. Big deep breath as he gets back into the left-handed batter's box. Morales kicks and fires. Outside corner, strike three called. Wow. Change up looking again. Five strikeouts, three in a row for Morales. Back-to-back strikeouts looking to start the inning. And the only base runner to reach when he led off the game with a single through the right side. Or lefty for Morales to face. Stretch of four in a row for him to face. Pitch home on the outside corner for a strike. He's been pounding that changeup right on the black, whether it's been righty or lefty batters. Here's the 0-1 coming to Nim. top of the zone for a strike, 0-2. Morales out for a month and a half. Being on the injured list. Here's the pitch. Upstairs, one ball, two strikes. Didn't have a great outing in his return last Friday night. 2 2/3 innings worked. Allowed 3 runs, 4 hits. And most notably, at 3 walks, no strikeouts. It's been a different pitcher here tonight. 1-2. Outside corner, strike 3 called. My goodness. Michael Morales strikes out the side looking in the third, and he's got 6 strikeouts through 3 frames tonight. We've got a really good pitcher's duel on our hands between Junior Sanchez and Michael Morales. We'll head to the fourth, no score, on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we believe that it's never too early to start building a bright financial future. With Valley Strong's youth accounts, kids learn to earn, save, and master essential money management skills. Skills that set the foundation for a lifetime of financial independence. From piggy banks to portfolios, Valley Strong is committed to teach the ABCs of all things money. Don't wait. Open a youth account today at valleystrong.com/youth. Empower your child with the tools they need for a secure financial future.
Kaweah Health Lifestyle Fitness Center is Visalia's premier gym experience. When you join the Lifestyle Fitness Center, you're on your way to achieving your fitness goals. Come see the best gym around and train like a pro. With an indoor basketball court, 2 indoor pools, saunas, and cryotherapy. Run the indoor track or scale the rock wall. Childcare is available. Why wait any longer? Visit thelifestylecenter.org to learn more.
Junior Sanchez and Michael Morales have put on a show so far tonight. Pitchers from the Dominican Republic and Venezuela, respectively. 3 shutout innings for both of them. As Junior Sanchez starts his fourth with a first pitch strike into Zach Evans, who singled off him in the first. Here's the pitch. In the dirt, and Evans went around 0-2. There's been a lot of offense, and it's been fun the last 3 nights, but in my book, there's nothing better than what this night is turning into. A good old-fashioned pitcher's duel between two guys that are just absolutely dealing right now. Here's the 0-2. Ground ball, left side, diving down in field. Throw to first, won't be in time, and it skips by Cabeza off the netting, but will stay in play. And Evans has an infield single. What a play for Nin just to reach out and get to that baseball. He's at short tonight instead of second base where he's played most of the season. Adrian Rodriguez has the night off. And Nin's throw never stood a chance. With Evans, decent speed down the line. So 2-9 for Evans. That ends 6 in a row retired by Sanchez. And Kavaris tears to the plate. Left-handed hitter. The pitch. Tears takes strike one. Tears struck out swinging back in the first. 5 strikeouts for Sanchez. 1 walk. He's allowed 3 singles. Here's the 0-1. This is low. 1 ball and 1 strike. Sanchez working out of the stretch. He's got a aquamarine-colored glove on his hip. Comes set and throws. At the knees. Went with the breaking ball. 1-2. 52 pitches for Sanchez here into the fourth inning. Step off. Sanchez leads the Cal League on qualified pitchers in ERA and third best ERA in all of single A. All 30 teams. 1-2 coming to tears. Wave and a miss. Struck him out on the fastball. Strikeout number 6 for Sanchez. There's 1 away in the fourth. So we were talking about earlier, the sweeper got Tears off balance and then went with the elevated fastball to speed up Tears, who couldn't catch up to it. 93 miles an hour, but it felt a lot faster, I bet, for Tears. Ryan Wilson, the batter, and he takes low for ball one. Wilson singled back in the second. One oh coming. Popped up high in the bright blue sky. Youngblood, a few steps back in left. Now all the way over is Alperia, and the center fielder will make the catch. Huh. Alperia gives Youngblood a high five. The center fielder's in charge out there. He can call someone off. That ball was up in the air for a long time. Youngblood maybe was fighting the sun a little bit, and Alperia came all the way over, way outside of his typical range, and called Youngblood off. So two away. Unexpected, but they were certainly on the same page there. Youngblood knew to back off. Andrew Rojas steps in. Left-hander takes ball one outside. 2 outs. Evans at first here in the top of the fourth. No score. Rawhide lead this series 2-1. 1 game up over Lake Elsinore in the standings as Rojas fouls one off the batter's box. 1-1. Very different looking game tonight than we've seen so far this series, which has been filled with big innings early in ball games. 1-1. Upstairs, 2 balls and 1 strike to Rojas. Junior Sanchez making his 13th start of the season. He's a 19-year-old. 2-1. Upstairs again and missed. 3-1. Only 19 years old. He'll turn 20 in September. And it's just remarkable to see how poised he's been. This is his first year of full-season pro ball. Here's the pitch. Upstairs, ball four. A walk to Rojas. It's his first walk since the first inning. He's struggled a little more against lefties this year. Lefties are hitting .286 off Sanchez. Two walks tonight have both been to left-handed batters. 2 on, 2 out for Chase Valentine, who struck out swinging back in the second. Sanchez at 60 pitches now. That's only his third season of playing professional baseball. 17-year-old played a year in the Dominican Summer League after being signed in January of 2023, a year in the Arizona Complex League last year, and now in his first pro year in Visalia. Pitch home. At the top of the zone for a strike, 0-1. He's a calm, mellow guy. Doesn't get rattled by really anything. Walks around like he just knows everything's going to turn out all right. 0-1. Swing and a miss. 0-2 to Valentine. He's so mentally sharp on and off the field at only 19 years of age. There's no doubt it's gotten the attention of the Diamondbacks front office, named the minor league pitcher of the month for June, and certainly some eyes on him to see if he's getting promoted soon. 0-2 coming to Valentine. Lined, right side, out of play. Sanchez, he'd only made 27 appearances and 7 starts in his career entering this year. He's going to get close to reaching that in one season. Making his 15th appearance, 13th start tonight. 0-2. Wave and a miss. Valentine strikes out. 7 strikeouts for Junior Sanchez. 4 shutout. And it's another brilliant performance so far tonight from the teenager from Santo Domingo. On to the home half of the fourth. No score on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
Thank you for your service.
When I'm at my high school, I want to feel safe.
I want to learn things I'll actually use.
I want to control my schedule.
I want to control my future.
I want to be authentic with myself, even at school.
I learn for life high schools.
I can.
I can change
my story.
And so can you.
Enroll anytime to control your education. Completely free.
grab the keys to a new Toyota. This summer comes with a full tank and endless possibilities. Your Toyota's ready for it, and right now, so are the deals. Get a low-cost lease on the all-hybrid 51-mpg 2025 Camry or Dynamic RAV4 and meet the all-new 2025 4Runner. Summer doesn't last forever, and neither do these deals. So hurry into your Toyota dealer and don't miss your chance to roam. Toyota, let's go places.
Offers available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 8/4/25.
Now batting beer high, number 26, J.D. Diggs.
J.D. Diggs leads off the bottom of the fourth for the Rawhides. Scoreless ball game. Michael Morales and Junior Sanchez have both been brilliant on the mound so far tonight. Morales deals a first pitch strike on the changeup from Morales. That I think he's thrown more changeups than he's thrown fastballs tonight. And the Rawhide have looked very uncomfortable against it. 0-1 to Dix. Foul tipped. Dix took off out of the box, but it hit the left-handed batter's box. And Vincent was quickly reaching out to grab it anyways. 0-2 count to Dix, who flew out to left back in the first. Morales has retired 9 in a row since a leadoff single to start the game. 0-2. Chopped foul. Well, it's been a great start to the single-A career for J.D. Dix. Last week today at his July 4th home debut, and it couldn't have gone better. 4 runs, 4 hits, 4 driven in. 0-2. Fouled left side and out of play. 35th overall pick in the 2024 MLB draft. He's now got hits in 8 of his first 9 starts at the full season pro level. 0-2. Foul tipped back, and oh no. Off of somewhere below the belt of Colton Vincent, who hops out of the batter's box real quickly and will walk that one off. JD is a Midwestern gentleman, and he's going to apologize to Vincent. Oh, it was off the hand. Ouch. Left hand was right on top of the thigh of Vincent. Got him right on the knuckles. Here's the 0-2 to Dix. Outside, 1-2. Dix signed for $2.15 million above slot value. About a year ago now today, almost. 1-2, swing and a miss. He's down on strikes. One away. Strikeout number 7 for Michael Morales. It's the second most in any start for him this season. And the only time he has more strikeouts was here in Visalia. In his first start at Valley Strong Ballpark, he had 8 strikeouts of the Rawhide, and that was in just 4 innings. Could reach that next couple batters. Yasel Soler takes ball 1 outside. 1 out, base is empty. Bottom of the fourth, no score. Here's the 1-0. There's the changeup in the zone. 1-1. I'll mention the first 350 fans here at the ballpark. Got the Visalia Oaks jersey in the style of the 1983 Visalia Oaks team. 1-1 on the inside corner for a strike. 1-2. Rawhide had 2 different iterations of playing as the Oaks. Here's the 1-2. Outside, 2-2. First era playing from the Oaks, they're honoring tonight. 1977 to 1992, 15 years, and the Rawhide were an affiliate of the Minnesota Twins for all 15 years, thus the blue color. 2-2. Line down the left field line, but foul. Celia had plenty of success in those 15 years, plenty of great major leaguers, future major leaguers that would come through Visalia, away to the bigs with the Twins. 2-2. in the dirt, and the count goes full to Soler. 1978 team won the Cal League title, one of three Visalia teams in the 80-year history to win a California League championship. Here's the payoff to Soler. Lined up the middle, but caught by the second baseman, Rojas. Rojas was positioned perfectly. If playing Soler normally, that would have gone through, but Rojas was playing the right-hander to pull to the left side and took two steps to his left and made the catch. Two outs for Ruben Santana with the bases empty. Santana swings and misses 0-1. Morales turns and throws. Outside corner on a fastball. 0-2. 58 pitches for Michael Morales tonight. Here's the 0-2. Outside, one ball and two strikes. Here's the pitch. Softly grounded up and gloved by Morales on the edge of the mound. He fires to first for the out. Four shutout completed tonight by the right-hander from Maracay, Venezuela. On we go to the fifth. No score on the Ride Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
It's time to welcome some special groups and announce some special guests.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we believe that it's never too early to start building a bright financial future. With Valley Strong's youth accounts, kids learn to earn, save, and master essential money management skills. Skills that set the foundation for a lifetime of financial independence. From piggy banks to portfolios, Valley Strong is committed to teach the ABCs of all things money. Don't wait. Open a youth account today at valleystrong.com/youth. Empower your child with the tools they need for a secure financial future.
Top of the fifth inning in Visalia. No score between the Rawhide and the Storm. First and second place, Rawhide and the Storm respectively in the Cal League South second half standings. Rawhide lead this series 2-1. Here into the weekend in Visalia. Colton Vincent fouls the first pitch of the fifth, straight back to the netting. Junior Sanchez, four shutout innings so far tonight. He's allowed just four base runners, three hits, two walks, scattered across the four frames. Fires home and misses low. One ball and one strike. Sanchez at seven strikeouts now. And he's one shy of tying his career high. The 1-1 is cut on and missed. 1-2. Eight strikeouts against Rancho Cucamonga and six shutout back on May 9th is the career high for Sanchez. You're in that total. 1-2 coming to Vincent. Here it is. Strike three called. Fastball down the middle. 8 Ks for Junior Sanchez. He's tied a career high. That was right down the black. 93, but that's how effective Sanchez is at keeping batters off balance, primarily with his sweeper. Cobb Hightower steps in. takes strike one at the knees. Hightower struck out twice today, once looking, once swinging. Here's the 0-1. Flied into right, carrying Josefa back, reaches up and makes the belt high grab at the edge of the track. Two outs. Hey, be sure to come out to the official gym partner of your Visalia Rawhide baseball team at the Lifestyle Fitness Center, located at 5105 West Cypress Avenue in Visalia, only 10 minutes away from the ballpark. Two outs for Cale Fountain, who's 0 for 2 today. Sanchez deals, and Fountain pops it up. Shallow left center, coming in Alperia. Center fielder reaches up and makes the grab. It's a quick 1-2-3 inning for Junior Sanchez. He's pitched 5 shutouts tonight in Visalia. Home half of the fifth on the other side on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota hybrid. Check out the hottest deals on 17 Toyota hybrid models from the longest-lasting brand on the road. And right now, get a low-cost lease on 2025 Prius. Plus, every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care. That's 2 years of complimentary maintenance. These deals won't wait, and neither should you. With more MPG in a new Toyota hybrid, it's time to hit the road. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS Buyers with premium-ready credit. Offers end 8/4/25.
Bottom of the fifth inning, no score between the Rawhide and the Storm. 4 combined hits by the two sides. 15 combined strikeouts put up by Michael Morales and Junior Sanchez. Morales has 7 strikeouts and he winds and throws. First pitch, fastball missing downstairs to Youngblood. Morales has allowed just 1 base runner today. He has retired 12 in a row, 1-0. Fly down the left field line and out of play. Morales, 1 strikeout shy of tying his career high of 8 strikeouts, which happened here in Visalia back in May. 1-0. Outside, 2 balls and no strikes. Already one of the best starts of his season and his career, really, in his second year in Lake Elsinore, and 3rd as a pro. 2-1. Wave and a miss by Youngblood. Chase the changeup. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Morales has completed 5 innings just once this season. That came in a 5-inning shutout performance against Inland Empire back on the last day of April. 2-2. Popped up in the left. Wilson, drifting a few steps back, reaches up and makes the catch, 1-out. Well, we were talking last inning about the Visalia Oaks with the 1983 Visalia Oaks jersey giveaway tonight. And you can't, I guess I, before that, my mistake. Michael Morales is out of the ballgame. He tossed 4 innings and Lake Elsinore has gone to the pen. Jose Alperia takes ball 1 upstairs. New pitcher for the Storm, right-hander Johan Moreno. So Morales completes 4 shutouts tonight, but he's coming back from injury. So what a performance from him. Alperia takes inside. 2 balls, no strikes. 7 strikeouts for Morales. He retires 12 of the 13 batters he faced tonight. And now Lake Elsinore to the pen. 2-0 for Moreno. The inside corner for a strike, 2-1. So Moreno making his 21st appearance of the season, 5.92 ERA. He's 2-4 on the year, 48 2/3 innings of work. 57 strikeouts is good. Does have 29 walks. Alperia fouls it straight back. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Moreno making his second appearance of this series. Here's the 2-2. Outside in a full count. Ready from Coro, Venezuela. Tossed a scoreless inning back on Wednesday. Here's the payoff. Low ball 4. And Alperia reaches on a walk. He's the first Rawhide batter to reach since Nin led off the inning for the Rawhide with a single. That walk brought to you by Save Mart. Prices drops, inflation stops. What are you waiting for? Walker drive on by to Save Mart this week. One on, one out for Alberto Barrigo. We're scoreless here in the bottom of the fifth. Moreno throws. Alperia takes off. Pitch inside. Throw down to second is way late. A stolen back for Alperia. No, it's not. He couldn't keep his hand on the bag, says Malik Coleman. And Rojas put on the tag. And Coleman was waving that Alperia had slipped off. He got in way early. Rojas put on the tag, and did Alperia get off the bag? His feet, his hands came off. And it's a matter of, was there kind of a split second in between that and then his left foot getting on the bag? And Rojas had just put the tag down, which was smart, and Lee Coleman said, yeah, it did. So just like that, 2 outs in the inning, and the 1-0 is in for a strike to Barriga. 2-2. Colton Vincent will get credit for a runner caught stealing. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Foul tipped back and right off the mask of Vincent. 1 ball and 2 strikes. No score here in the bottom of the fifth. We are cruising along on this hot Friday night. Junior Sanchez has pitched 5 shutouts tonight for the Rawhide and has tied his career high with 8 strikeouts. 1-2 coming to Alberto Barriga. Inside, 2 balls and 2 strikes. 4th shutout for Michael Morales tonight. Johan Moreno following out of the bullpen. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Barriga. Poked foul, just stays alive. Here's the 2-2 home. Ground ball to the third baseman, Evans. He charges in, collects, fires to first, and beats Barriga by a step. So Moreno faces the minimum. The Storm's first arm out of the bullpen. On we go to the sixth. Still no score on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
At Learn for Life High Schools, I can be myself.
I can feel safe.
I can go to school at times that work for me.
I can prioritize my mental health.
I can have a better school-life balance.
I can work at my own pace.
I can control
my narrative.
At Learn for Life High Schools,
I can control my own education.
I can change
my story.
And so can you.
Enroll anytime to control your education.
Completely free.
Meet Liana, a part-time chef and full-time mom. In the past, Liana didn't have health insurance because she didn't think she could afford it. What she didn't realize is she qualified for Medi-Cal. She loves the coverage and peace of mind that comes with high-quality care. The kind of care you get with Anthem Blue Cross. This is Medi-Cal, and it's for more people than you think. Maybe even you. To see if you qualify, go to chooseanthem.com/CA. That's chooseanthem.com/CA.
Junior Sanchez back out to work the top of the sixth inning in a 0-0 ball game on this Friday night at Valley Strong Ballpark. 2-3-4 due up for Lake Elsinore, starting with Victor Figueroa. The big lefty slugger takes ball one outside from Junior Sanchez. Five shutout from Sanchez, eight strikeouts. He's allowed three singles, two walks. Figueroa takes a strike on the inner third. 71 pitches now for Sanchez. Here's the 1-1. Ground ball to the second baseman, Dix. Collects right on the back half of the grass. High throw. Cabeza was able to come off and get the tag down on Figueroa. Not the best throw from J.D. Dix of his career, but Cabeza making a rare start at first. Like a pretty athletic player, reach up off the bag, make the grab, and then able to turn around and tag Figueroa. First pitch swinging by Zach Evans, and he lines it into left for a base hit. How about Zach Evans? One guy's figured out Junior Sanchez. He has three hits now off Sanchez. He's got three of the four hits today for the Storm. It's continued to be a fantastic season for Evans. He's now at 96 hits in 82 games on the season for the native of Buffalo. One out for Kavarius Tier, who struck out both times today. And he takes strike one from Sanchez. Sanchez working out of the stretch. Sets and throws. Upstairs. One ball and one strike. No runs, four hits for the Storm. No runs, just one hit for the Rawhide. And it came on the very first at-bat they had of the game. 1-1. Outside, two balls and one strike. Two tiers. Still some sunlight left on the diamond. It's stretching from the right side of the infield, right next to the second baseman, J.D. Dix, down into left center field. The pitch. Fouled away. Playing left field is not necessarily a fun job here at Valley Strong Ballpark, and have to give some credit to Trent Youngblood, who does it most days. Still fighting a little bit of sunshine as it starts to dip down below the trees to the west. 2-2 pitch. Fouled straight back. We'll do it again. Temperature reached 103 today, and it's still 97 degrees out. Two, two coming to Tigers. Here it is. Just missed low, and the count full. Man, Brady Parrish is just, and there's some words coming from the Rawhide dugout. There's been three or four pitches from Sanchez that have been comfortably in the zone, lower in the zone. He's called them balls. 3-2 home, and it's driven into center. Back is Alperia, reaches up and makes the catch. Throw down to first as Evans had to scamper back and just made it back in time on a good throw from the Rawhide center fielder.
Now batting number six, Ryan Wilson.
So two outs for Sanchez, and he is an out away from another quality start. He's got five quality starts on the season. Last one came on the road in Inland Empire. Only went four innings on the 4th of July against Rancho Cucamonga. Didn't earn a decision there. As Ryan Wilson takes strike one. Chance to likely end his day-to-day going into the All-Star break with another six-inning shutout performance. It would be his fifth of the season. The pitch. Popped up to left. This ball's got some carry. Youngblood going back at the wall. Leaps gone. Ryan Wilson, a two-run home run. And it ends the scoreless streak for Sanchez at 15 straight innings without allowing a run. Wilson ends it emphatically with just the fourth home run allowed of the season by Sanchez and the first since May. 348 feet ball up in the zone, and it just got out of the ballpark. Kept on carrying and carrying. Youngblood leaped, and it just got over the wall. First pitch home to Yendry Rojas, fouled away. So the Storms strike first here in the sixth on a two-run home run by Ryan Wilson. And it's just Wilson's second homer of the year. Rojas swings and misses, and the count goes to 0-2. And Sanchez was out away from six shutout, but what a big swing by Ryan Wilson. Here comes the 0-2 pitch to Rojas. Wave and a miss in the dirt, picked up by Barriga, but it touched Rojas, so he's out, and that completes six. Well, a two-run home run from Ryan Wilson, but with that strikeout, Junior Sanchez completes a career-high 9 strikeouts tonight and 6 innings. It is a quality start, his 6th of the season. Head to the home half of the 6th. The Storm have taken a 2-0 lead on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota, because your next adventure is waiting at your Toyota dealer. Get ready to tear it up and explore this summer like you mean it. Right now, get a low-cost lease on 2025 Tacoma, or get $3,000 cash back on 2025 Tundra. Plus, check out the all-new 4Runner. Now's the time for those who know adventure goes off-road. Don't miss these deals. Head to your Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Offers available through TFS to buyers with premium-ready credit. Cash back available through TMNA and cannot be combined with other offers. Offers end 8/4/25.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Two-run home run by Ryan Wilson has given the Lake Elsinore Storm a 2-0 lead on this Friday night in Visalia. Enter the bottom of the sixth inning. Dios Francabeza swings at the first pitch, drives it to right center. Valentine Figueroa conversion, and Figueroa reaches out and makes the catch. One pitch, one out for Johan Marino. Walk a batter in the fifth, but Alperia was thrown out, so he's faced the minimum through his first four batters he's faced. Jake Yosefa will come to the plate. Just the second time through the order for the Rawhide offense. A quiet night at the plate for Visalia. Pitch home. Strike at the top of the corner to Yosefa, 0-1. 2-0 Storm lead. The Rawhide have only two base runners today. A hit back by Nin in the first, a walk by Alperia. Yosefa takes the ball outside, 1-1. Here's the pitch. Inside, 2-1 to Yosefa. Well, talked about the Visalia Oaks and the jerseys tonight, giving away to the fans in the style of the 1983 team that is most famous for the great Baseball Hall of Famer. Here's the 2-1 ground ball to the first baseman Fountain. He fields and will take it to the bag himself. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett, he played his entire 1983 season with the Visalia Oaks. He was named the Cal League Rookie of the Year. He hit for .314 average. He had 105 runs, 48 stolen bases, and 138 games. He played more games that year, 138, than are even in a minor league season now at the single A level, which is 132. Harold Nin, the batter, swings the first pitch, drives it into right center field. He'll hold it first and now take off for second as the ball is bobbled and the throw comes in late. Nin safe to second. Into the left center gap, Valentine cut it off well, but then he picked it up and dropped it, and Nin had already taken a huge turn, and with his speed, goes to second. Should be a single, and then an E8 on Valentine. So, Run in scoring position for Visalia. Their first since Nin got there all the way back in the first inning. J.D. Dix the batter. And the pitch. Dix takes low, 1-0. Two outs, runner at second. Here in the bottom of the sixth. 2-0 lead for the Storm over the Rawhide. One-oh pitch coming to Dix. Here it is. On the outside corner for a strike, 1-1. Now we talk about Kirby Puckett and his name always immortalized forever up in the down the left field line. Rawhide players always looking up at his number 28. Pitch home on the outside corner for a strike. 1-2 to Dix. Visalia is retired. Puckett's number 28 jersey he wore here in Visalia. It's right below Jackie Robinson's 42 down the left field line. Played the whole 1983 season with the Oaks. And his memory lives on tonight in the Oaks jerseys given out to the fans. 1-2 pitch. Outside, 2-2 to Dix. Moreno peering in for the sign. He's got it. Pitch clock's running down. At the belt, kicks and throws. Swing and a miss. Moreno strikes out Dix and works around a two-out hit. The Rawhide have been held scoreless through six tonight. On to the final three frames. It's the Storm 2, the Rawhide nothing on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life Press Box.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we believe that it's never too early to start building a bright financial future. With Valley Strong's youth accounts, kids learn to earn, save, and master essential money management skills. Skills that set the foundation for a lifetime of financial independence. From piggy banks to portfolios, Valley Strong is committed to teach the ABCs of all things money. Don't wait. Open a youth account today at valleystrong.com/youth. Empower your child with the tools they need for a secure financial future.
Kaweah Health Lifestyle Fitness Center is Visalia's premier gym experience. When you join the Lifestyle Fitness Center, you're on your way to achieving your fitness goals. Come see the best gym around and train like a pro. With an indoor basketball court, two indoor pools, saunas, and cryotherapy. Run the indoor track or scale the rock wall. Childcare is available. Why wait any longer? Visit thelifestylecenter.org to learn more.
Visalia, 2-0 lead for the Storm over the Rawhide. Ryan Bruno, the first arm out of the pen tonight for Visalia, the lefty from West Palm Beach, Florida, making his eighth appearance of the season and 11 and a third innings of work for Bruno. He's allowed eight hits, seven runs at 5.56 ERA. Face Chase Valentine, who swings and softly grounds it right side glove by the first baseman, Cabeza. Throw to first, got to Bruno, but he couldn't squeeze in, and it rolls by him. Valentine will be safe at first. That was a great play by Dios Fraden Cabeza, showing off some athleticism as the first baseman. He went way over towards the second base back to field a ball that was so softly hit, a jam shot, and gave Ryan a chance for an out. Put the ball kind of at the feet of Bruno. Just couldn't scoop it off the dirt. And it'll be a base hit for Chase Valentine. It's a leadoff runner aboard. And Colton Vincent to the plate. Bruno steps off. Pickoff throw back to first. Valentine back to the bat. 13 strikeouts but 12 walks on the year for Bruno. He's holding opposing batters just to... 229 batting average. Another pickoff throw was high, and Cabeza had to reach up and snare it to avoid going all the way back to the fence. So now two disengagements used, and imagine Valentine's going to take off sooner rather than later. Bruno giving him a long look. Valentine's got a four-stride lead, but doesn't take off. It's a bunt laid down the third baseline, and it's a perfect one. Picked up by Santana. He doesn't have a play anywhere. What a gorgeous bunt laid down by Colton Vincent. Right down the brown dirt strip in between the grass and the foul line. That couldn't have been more perfect. That is a thing of beauty. A bunt base hit. You love a 400-foot long ball, but I don't know if anything tops a perfect bunt. Some soft hands from Colton Vincent. So two aboard now and nobody out. Ball hasn't left the infield yet for Bruno, but on just two pitches. Hasn't two pitches for the two infield singles. What a weird way to start his day. And now he has to deal with the top of the order in Hightower, who shows bunt, pulls it back, and takes low 1-0. Bruno worked around some traffic in his first outing of this series back on Tuesday night. Allowed two hits and a walk. Bases got loaded, but used two strikeouts for a scoreless frame. Looks back at second and throws. Bunt shown. Pulled back. It's inside. A back pick throw to first. Second, a good one. And just late. Barriga almost caught Chase Valentine napping. Been a huge out for Visalia. Good throw, two by Barriga. Valentine at second, Vincent at first. Nobody out here in the top of the second, or top of the seventh, make it. Bruno throw him, and it's upstairs, 3-0.
Take the sunglasses off!
A two-run home run by Ryan Wilson in the sixth inning, giving Lake Elsinore the lead. Here's the 3-0. In for a strike on the inside corner. Bruno on the board. 3-1 to Hightower. 0-3 today. Junior Sanchez worked a quality start tonight, but his second-to-last batter, Ryan Wilson, hitting a two-run home run off him, breaking the deadlock. 3-1. Fouled straight back. 94-mile-an-hour fastball up in the zone. And Bruno has worked the count full to Hightower. Bruno takes a big, deep breath. Has the sign. Peeks back at second. Kicks and fires. Fly to foul. Full count to Hightower. Bruno throws. Bloop off the end of the bat. Shallow right. Dick's going out. Reaches up and makes the catch. Josefo went sliding and falling down, and he's still down on the grass. Hopefully he's okay. An awkward fall as he had to avoid Dick's at the last moment on that flare to right field. One out. Josefo back up to his feet. Adjusting the socks. Looks like he's all right. Jump out of the way of Dix in the last moment. J.D. Dix has covered a lot of ground at second base tonight. He made a great play in foul territory down the right field line, and that was a really tough play to make in shallow right. One out for Cale Fountain, who's 0-3 tonight. The pitch. Outside 1-0. Valentine at second, Vincent at first. One out in the top of the seventh. Storm 2, Rawhide nothing. Bruno looks back at second and now fires home. Popped up, foul again. Off the roof of one of the skyboxes to the right of the Learn for Life press box. Sun is setting, last beams of sunlight bouncing off the Valley Strong Stadium scoreboard in left field, casting a golden glow on the evergreen trees in Rec Park. Here's the 1-1. Foul tipped back, and we'll do the 1-2 again to Fountain. It's just starting to come into effect as we're past 8 o'clock here on the West Coast in the seventh inning, and we've played just 90 minutes of baseball tonight. Storm lead 2-0. Here's the 1-2 from Bruno. Runners take off, swing and a miss, two outs. No throw from Barriga, though. Well, Rawhide get a second out. But they've got two in, Storm got two in scoring position. Valentine to third, Vincent to second, and Victor Figueroa coming to the plate. Figueroa 0-2 today. He walked in the first. Lefty on lefty matchup should be favorable for Bruno. Southpaw, Reddies, and Deers. Low 1-0. The Storm trying to even up this series at two games apiece and move back into a tie with Visalia for first place in the Cal League South. Rawhide 10-8, Storm 9-9, 1-0. Missed outside with the slider. Two balls, no strikes. Bruno readjusts the hat. Takes a deep breath. Looks in for the sign. He's set up on the third base side of the rubber. Comes set. And home. Way outside and back to the backstop. Here comes Valentine. The throw home's a good one, but he's not in time. Valentine saved. D. Garner can't believe the call. He comes sprinting out to talk with Brady Parrish. This is as animated as I've seen Rawhide manager all year. Would have been the last out of the inning. Garner is fired up. Barriga did a great job getting back to the ball. Bruno got to the plate. And it looked like the Rawhide might have had the last out of the inning. Oh, wow. Maybe I'm missing something. I have a small monitor up here, but looked to be out by a mile. Bruno looked to clearly have gotten the shoulder of Valentine, who I'm not even sure ever touched the plate. What Brady Parrish saw there. 3-0 outside, ball four. And Figueroa goes to first on a walk. So Valentine scores on what will be ruled a wild pitch. Vincent to third and Figueroa at first. Runners on the corners with two outs. And Zach Evans, who's 3-for-3, coming to the plate. Two outs in the inning. The Storm have added a run to lead 3-0. This key series in the Cal League South. Last time these two teams will face off this season. Right now, first and second in the Cal League South, chasing a playoff spot. Bruno takes a big, deep breath and settles in to face Zach Evans. The pitch in the dirt, 1-0. It's been another great series for Zach Evans. The three hits tonight. He's got 7 hits in the series, 4 driven in. Coming off a 9-hit, 5 RBI series last week against Inland Empire. No, never mind. 1-0 coming to Evans. At the top of the zone for a strike, 1-1. Rawhide fans with a Bronx cheer for Brady Parrish.
You're going to be here forever. I hope you like the pay.
Here's the 1-1. Broken back grounder off the glove of Bruno. Will fall to the shortstop. Nin, no play. Vincent scores, and it's 4-0 Lake Elsinore. Broken bat flare off the end of the bat of Evans. And it was just too tall for Bruno. It'll be an RBI base hit for Zach Evans, who has a 4-hit night. He's got a run and a run driven in to go with 4 hits. And the infield is going to come together and meet with Bruno. Figueroa to second, Evans to first. Lake Elsinore has doubled the lead with 2 runs here in the seventh to make it 4-0 Storm. And a frustrating night right now for Visalia. We're out away from Junior Sanchez completing six shutout, but Ryan Wilson hit a two-run home run off Sanchez. And here in the seventh, thought the inning was over. Chase Valentine trying to score from third base was out at the plate on a pass ball. Briggs throw back to Bruno. Brady Parrish called him safe. And now the inning continuing with an RBI broken bat infield single. Eight hits tonight, though, for the Storm. Four runs on the board as they try to even up this series. Tavares Tears coming to the plate. He's 0-3 tonight. Two on, two out here in the top of the seventh. Ryan Bruno trying to finish the frame. He's at 20 pitches now in the inning. He throws. Ball one. No, call it a strike. Top of the zone. It's been a misaligned zone tonight for Brady Parrish. He's called some balls that have been very high in the zone strikes. Anything around the knees has been a ball. 0-1. Low. One ball, one strike. At least he's been consistent. And that's, you know, every ump's going to have a different zone. But you ask at least for some consistency. And he has had that tonight. One pitch coming to Tears. Foul tipped back off the mask of Barriga, 1-2, and Bruno is strike away from ending the frame. The sun has dipped below the horizon, and the lights in a majority effect now. Purplish haze appearing on the eastern horizon. A light blue sky starting to darken into a gray color as Tears swings and misses, and the inning is over. Two-run score on three hits and a walk. None of the hits left the infield. We go to the bottom of the seventh. 4-0 Storm on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
Bank with Valley Strong Credit Union and find out how they can grow your possibilities.
When I'm at my high school, I want to feel safe.
Stretch those legs.
I want to learn things I'll actually use.
I want to control my schedule. I want to control my future.
I want to be authentic with myself, even at school.
At Learn for Life High Schools, I can. I can change
my story.
And so can you.
Enroll anytime to control your education completely free.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. This summer comes with a full tank and endless possibilities. Your Toyota's ready for it, and right now, so are the deals. Get a low-cost lease on the all-hybrid 51 MPG 2025 Camry or Dynamic RAV4 and meet the all-new 2025 4Runner. Summer doesn't last forever, and neither do these deals. So hurry into your Toyota dealer and don't miss your chance to roam. Toyota, let's go places. Offers available for TFS buyers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 8/4/25.
Bottom of the seventh inning in Visalia. 4-0 Storm lead. And, wow, very late time called as the Storm pitcher, Juan Moreno, started his motion and Brady Parrish called time. Coleman might have actually been the one that called it down the line. Ball on the field. Here's the pitch. It's a half swing by Soler. Did he go? Yes, he did, says Malik Coleman. 4-0 Storm lead, bottom of the seventh. The Rawhide have been held to just two hits tonight. They both come off the bat of Yerald Nin. Here's the pitch. Upstairs. One ball and one strike.
Who can make the worst call?
Goggle!
Moreno turns and throws. Fly to right side, out of play. 1-2. Michael Morales went four shutout tonight with seven strikeouts. And Johan Moreno, two shutout innings so far in his evening. 1-2 in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes to Yasiel Soler. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him on a bending, breaking ball. One away. All right, Baseball on the Rye Broadcast Network for the Learn for Life Press Box. Brought to you by Family Healthcare Network. Care centered on you. One out for Ruben Santana. The Storm leading 4-0 here in the bottom of the seventh. Two strikeouts now for Moreno, who fires home. Ball one. Upstairs to Santana. Rawhide offense entered today leading the California League in the month of July. A 292 batting average. Pitch home on the inside corner for a strike, 1-1. Scored 7 runs in their 2 wins in this series. Haven't been able to get much going at the plate, though, tonight. Here's the 1-1. Wave and a miss. Big swing by Santana, 1-2. One, two, home. Fly it off the netting, and we'll do it all over again. I haven't been able to get on base besides hits either. I'm just one walk, only 3 base runners. 1-2. Inside, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Storm bullpen that struggled for most of the season and has not had a great series. Moreno has been sharp tonight, ready from Venezuela. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Santana down on strikes. 3 straight strikeouts for Moreno. And there's 2 outs in the 7th.
Number 32, Trent Youngblood.
Trent Youngblood to the plate. Left-handed hitter. He is 0-for-2 today. 2 flyouts opposite field to left. The pitch upstairs, but Youngblood went around. Brady Parrish called it a straight strike, didn't he? It was high, but that's been called a strike tonight. 0-1. This is downstairs. Nope, called a strike too. 0-2. Fastball touching 96 for Moreno. Here's the 0-2. That missed high. It won't be called a strike. 1-2 strikes. Lights into about 80% effect now. Beautiful orange glow on the western horizon. Probably sunset tonight here in the valley. 1-2. Outside, missed with the breaker. 2-2. Still 95 degrees out. The high was 103 today. One of the hottest days in Visalia this summer. Here in the middle of June. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Youngblood. Ground ball through the left side. Opposite field off the end of the bat. Trent puts it through the 5-6 hole between Evans and Hightower. Hightower playing the lefty to pull at least a few steps, shaded up the middle. I held that ball get into left. First Rawhide batter, not named Yarrell Nin, to get a hit. Runner at first, 2 outs. Jose Alpuria has walked and struck out today as he comes to the plate. 44 pitches for Moreno. He's trying to complete 3 shutout this evening. Here's the pitch. In the dirt, 1-0. Rawhide are 14-7. Against the Storm this season. They've won first 3 series, 4-2. 1-0 pitch to Alpuria. Youngblood takes off, pitches outside, throw down to second, and is not in time. Taco Bell's stolen base for Trent Youngblood. It's his 13th of the season in 48 games. 13-14 on the season, stealing bags for Youngblood, and he Want some fans right in front of the Learn for Life press box, some free tacos from Taco Bell. They're pretty excited about it. Strangers are sharing high fives and laughs now. Here comes the 2-0 to Alperia. Popped up on the infield. Third baseman Zach Evans coming in, reaches up and makes the one-handed grab head high to end the inning. Three shutout for Johan Moreno. On we go to the eighth. The Storm 4, the Rawhide nothing on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
Decide to ride. Responsibility has to reward. Pledge to be a responsible fan and decide to ride.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we believe that it's never too early to start building a bright financial future. With Valley Strong's youth accounts, kids learn to earn, save, and master essential money management skills. Skills that set the foundation for a lifetime of financial independence. From piggy banks to portfolios, Valley Strong is committed to teach the ABCs of all things money. Don't wait. Open a youth account today at valleystrong.com/youth. Empower your child with the tools they need for a secure financial future.
Top of the eighth inning in Visalia, a 4-0 Storm lead over the Rawhide. Jorge Mignetti is the new pitcher for Visalia into the ballgame. Mignetti making his second appearance of the season with the Rawhide after starting the year with High A Hillsborough. D. Garner is walking on out to talk with Brady Parrish about something. Imagine it's their dinner plans in downtown Visalia after this. These two have not been so friendly tonight. Certainly an important call by Brady Parrish that went the Storm's way. In the top of the seventh, looked like the third and final out to end the inning with Chase Vincent out at the plate. Parrish called him safe. And double the lead for Lake Elsinore. Two in the sixth, two in the seventh for the Storm. D. Garner back to the dugout. Whatever they were talking about, doesn't seem too pleased. Ryan Wilson takes ball one inside. Wilson opened the scoring for the Storm in the sixth with a two-run home run. Mignetti deals, and it's outside. 2-0. Mignetti pitched on Sunday in his Visalia debut this season. Walked two batters and hit one and did not record an out. Right-hander from the Dominican Republic joined the Rawhide on the fourth 1 week ago, and the 2-0 misses outside. Three balls and no strikes. Beautiful night. The sun now set. It feels pretty good out now. 3-0 outside. Four balls to start Mignetti's day. Walks Wilson. It's been the Wilson and Evans show really tonight for Lake Elsinore. Zach Evans has four hits, including an RBI and a run. And Ryan Wilson has the big two-run home run. A single and now a walk. Andrew Rojas 0 for 2 today with a walk. Lefty batter to face Mignetti. Mignetti home. And there's strike one on the outside corner. Oh, one pitch coming. Here it is. On the inside corner for a strike. 0-2. I'm checking the California League scoreboard tonight. Inland Empire leads Rancho Cucamonga 5-3. They're on the bottom of the sixth at Lone Mark Field. Comes the 0-2 to Rojas. Outside, one ball and two strikes. Inland Empire, they were so, I mean, no other way to put it, awful, dreadful in the first half of the season. They're looking a lot better to start the second half. Here's the 1-2. Inside, two balls, two strikes. If the 66ers can win tonight, they go up 3-1 in that series in Rancho Cucamonga, and they would be just one game back of 500. And with the Rawhide loss tonight, one game back of first place in the second half. 2-2 inside and back to the backstop. Down to second goes Ryan Wilson. So Wilson at second. Nobody out. And a full count to Yendry Rojas. 4-0 Storm lead. Here's the payoff coming from Mignetti. Ball four inside. Rojas is aboard with his second walk of the day. Two on, nobody out. Chase Valentine coming to the plate, 0-2 with a infield single back in the seventh, and he scored that first run of the frame. Infield is going to meet with Mignetti, and here comes Ryan, pitching coach Josh Goosen-Brown. Modesto trying to even up the series with Stockton. They're having a nice night, 12 hits for the Nuts, and they lead Stockton 6-0 in the top of the seventh at John Thurman Field. The Nuts are 2 games back of Fresno for the second playoff spot in the north. San Jose leads Fresno tonight 5-0. They're in the top of the fifth at Chuck Chansey Ballpark. The Giants have taken the last 2 games of that series and lead 2-1. Giants already clinched a playoff spot, but they are rolling right now. They're 14-4 in the second half, winners of 8 of their last 10. Continue to be pretty much the best team in the Cal League, and right now the championship favorite by a long shot. Rawhide haven't seen the Giants since April when they were swept in San Jose. They'll see San Jose twice in August. Chase Valentine, the batter, first pitch home, and Valentine lays down a bunt, but it goes foul. Wilson at second, Rojas at first. Nobody out here at the top of the eighth. And a 4-0 Storm lead. Mignetti peeks back at second and throws. Bunt shown, pulled back, and it misses outside. Two balls. One ball, make it, and one strike. One, bunt shown, and lunged and missed by Valentine. 1-2. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Outside, and a backhand. It's stopped by Barriga. 2-2. Sky is just a dark purple, just a royal purple navy blue mix overhead with the sun almost fully set, but the sky not blackened yet. 2-2, swing and a miss. Yet he strikes out Valentine. One away. Colton Vincent is 1-3 today. Yeah, just a gorgeous bunt back in the seventh. Reached on that bunt base in, and he takes strike one on the outside corner. And he's only hit 176. He's in the ninth spot, but he just laid down a perfect bunt down the third base line, right down the dirt. And Ruben Santana, the third baseman, got to about halfway down the line. Ball bounces in the dirt to Barriga. 1-1. 4-0 Storm lead, top of the eighth. One out, two runners on. Game four of this series. We're headed into the weekend. All-star festivities at Atlanta Truist Park will start tomorrow. The Rawhide's very own Slade Caldwell will be participating. 1-1 inside, and it hit the back of Colton Vincent. It's a scary spot up near the net. 91 mile an hour fastball, but I think it hit him in the shoulder blade. So two walks and now a hit by pitch. Bases are loaded for Cobb Hightower, who's 0 for 4 today. Fine day for Hightower and Fallon atop the Storm lineup. Two are combined 0 for 8. A big chance here for Hightower to blow things open. 4-0 Storm lead. And Mignetti is not going to face on time. D. Garner walking to the mound. He's going to call to the pen. And we'll step aside. Bases loaded. One out. Top of the eighth. Storm 4. Rawhide nothing on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota hybrid. Check out the hottest deals on 17 Toyota hybrid models from the longest-lasting brand on the road. And right now, get a low-cost lease on 2025 Prius. Plus, every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care. That's 2 years of complimentary maintenance. These deals won't wait, and neither should you. With more MPG and a new Toyota hybrid, it's time to hit the road. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS Buyers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 8/4/25.
Alexis Liabano into the ballgame for the Rawhide in the top of the eighth. Bases are loaded with one out, and Visalia trailing 4-0. Liabano making his fifth appearance of the season. He's got a 5.06 ERA and 5 1/3 innings of work. 5 strikeouts. He's only allowed 5 hits, but 6 walks on his tab. First appearance, though, of the week. Looked good on Tuesday night. Pumping 100 miles an hour, allowed one hit, one walk, one strikeout in a scoreless inning of work. Transferred from Hiya Hillsboro down here to Visalia on June 24th. 20 appearances in Hillsboro to start the year for the native of Caracas, Venezuela. He's ready and throws to Hightower. Ball one upstairs. Top of the order, Hightower here for the Storm, 0 for 4 today. Jorge Mignetti loaded the bases. The 1-0 is flying foul right side. Wilson's at third. He walked. Rojas at second. He walked. Vincent at first. He was hit by a pitch. Storm have scored in 2 straight innings, trying to make it 3 in a row after he was scoreless through the first 5. Pitch home upstairs. 2 balls, 1 strike. That was 99 miles an hour from Liabano. Two one from Liabano. Ground ball, softly hit, right side. Charging in Dixie, shovels it, bobbles it, able to tag out Vincent for the out. A late throw to first won't be in time, so the Storm add to the lead. They make it 5-0 as Wilson comes home to score.
Now batting number 45.
Rojas goes to third. Vincent, the runner, out. Looked like a chance for a double play, but Dix bobbled it and was just able to reach out the glove and tag out Vincent. Made a late throw to first. That never stood a chance. So Hightower aboard on a fielder's choice. 5-0. There are runners on the corners with 2 outs. And Cale Fountain to the plate. Fountain 0 for 4 today. It's just his second game at the full season pro level. Debuted last night for the Storm. The pitch upstairs for a ball. 1-0. Fountain had his first full season pro hit with an RBI double in the second inning last night for Lake Elsinore. Got to keep the baseball. Pitch home. Upstairs and back to the backstop. Here comes the runner. Barriga tosses to Liabano. He drops the baseball. And Rojas is safe. I think he would have been safe anyways. A little bit of a high throw from Barriga. So wild pitch. Rojas scores. And two runs have come across in the frame to make it 6-0. Hightower goes down to second. Pitch is foul, tipped back. 2-1. There's two outs. Runner at second. Two runs across for the third straight inning. Have made it 6-0 Lake Elsinore. Goes down as a wild pitch on Liabano. The pitch. Ground ball up the middle. Gloved by the shortstop, Nanny fires to first. Side retired. Head to the bottom of the eighth, Storm 6, Rawhide nothing on the Rawhide Broadcast Network. MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
Hey, Rawhide fans, now it's time to sit things down for our Lawrence Tractor race.
At Learn for Life High Schools, I can be myself.
I can feel safe.
I can go to school at times that work for me.
I can prioritize my mental health.
I can have a better school-life balance.
I can work at my own pace.
I can control
my narrative.
At Learn for Life High Schools,
I can control my own education.
I can change
my story,
and so can you.
Enroll anytime to control your education.
Completely free.
Meet Liana, a part-time chef and full-time mom. In the past, Liana didn't have health insurance because she didn't think she could afford it. What she didn't realize is she qualified for Medi-Cal. She loves the coverage and peace of mind that comes with high-quality care. The kind of care you get with Anthem Blue Cross. This is Medi-Cal, and it's for more people than you think, maybe even you. To see if you qualify, go to chooseanthem.com/CA. That's chooseanthem.com/CA. Storm tonight, they lead 6-0 here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Johan Moreno, what a night he's had. Three shutout innings in relief, and he's out for a fourth. His first pitch home to Barriga is high for ball one. It's 6-0 Storm. Regardless of what you're seeing on your screen, here's the pitch. Is at the knees for a strike, 1-1. Two runs in each frame. It was a two-run blast by Ryan Wilson in the sixth. In the seventh, there was three hits in the inning, and they were all on the infield. Barriga swings and misses, and the count goes to 1-2. There's three hits in the inning, all on the infield, and two runs ended up coming across, and then no hits in the eighth, but two walks, hit by pitch, and two runs came across. 1-2 to Barriga. Wave and a miss. Wow. Johan Moreno has been terrific tonight. Four strikeouts now. Working into his fourth inning at 51 pitches. Yes, Ron Cabezas 0-2 today. Left-handed hitter. Here's the pitch. In the dirt, 1-0. Six runs on eight hits, one error for the Storm. No runs on just three hits tonight for the Rawhide. One. Here's the pitch from Moreno. Ground ball to the second baseman, Rojas. He backhands it, up with it, fires to first, two outs. Tonight, a family four-pack Friday at the ballpark, thanks to Valley Pacific Petroleum and Chevron. Fans can visit the participating Chevron location and pick up a voucher valid for four tickets, four hot dogs, and four drinks, all for only $44. Valid for any Friday game and based on availability, all thanks to Valley Pacific Petroleum and Chevron. Many fans here at the ballpark took advantage of that deal tonight. Shakeo Sefa takes ball strike one from Moreno. Here's the 0-1.
Ground ball foul down the first base line. Time is dwindling to, you know, come out to your last games of the summer here at Valley Strong Ballpark. And believe it or not, there are only three more Friday games this season for the Rock High. There are just 20 home games left in the season for Visalia now. And a home-heavy first half, 0-2, fouled away left side. Grounded foul. Here's the pitch. Fouled away again by Yosefa. He's putting together along at that. Game five of this series tomorrow night on Saturday. It's going to be a good night to come out to the ballpark. Shooter McGavin bobblehead giveaway. Another 0-2. Wave and a miss. Johan Moreno, five strikeouts and four shutout innings. Head to the ninth, Storm 6, Rawhide nothing on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life Press Box.
We're excited about this partnership and we're proud to be partnering with
Grab the keys to a new Toyota, because your next adventure is waiting at your Toyota dealer. Get ready to tear it up and explore this summer like you mean it. Right now, get a low-cost lease on 2025 Tacoma, or get $3,000 cash back on 2025 Tundra. Plus, check out the all-new 4Runner. Now's the time for those who know adventure goes off-road. Don't miss these deals. Head to your Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places.
Offers available through TFS to buyers with premium-ready credit. Cash back available through TMNA and cannot be combined with other offers. Offers end 8/4/25.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Top of the ninth inning here at Valley Strong Ballpark. 6-0 Storm lead over the Rawhide. Two runs apiece in three straight frames by Lake Elsinore. Take a 6-0 lead as Victor Figueroa leads off the inning and takes a first pitch ball upstairs. Alexis Liabano out for a first full inning of work. He got the last two outs of the eighth. Figueroa slaps one right side and it's thrown into center field for a base hit. One aboard.
Batting number 40, Zach Evans.
They messed up the scores. They didn't realize it.
Zach Evans, the batter, and he takes ball one upstairs. Evans has four hits. Pitch home, swing and a miss. One and one. So Evans going for five-hit day right now. 292 batting average entering today. He's going to go over 300 by the end of the day as he takes a ball upstairs. Two balls, one strike. Drove in his 60th run of the season. Drafted out of Lenoir Ryan University, D2 school in North Carolina. This takes low. 3-1 and not a guy played baseball in Buffalo growing up. It's not exactly a baseball hotbed. Snowiest city in America. 3-1 is foul tipped off the end of the bat of Evans and didn't get a lot of college offers. Went to Lenoir Ryan and had some good seasons in North Carolina and got drafted in the ninth round of the Padres last summer. Takes strike three at the knees, and I'll have to hold with four hits tonight. One out for Cabarrus Tears Figueroa at first here in the top of the ninth. 6-0 Storm lead. Liabano throws, and Tears grounds it right side. Glove by Dixie. Fires the second for the force out. Throw back to first, not in time. Two outs. Tears trades places with Figueroa on the 4-6 ground out. All right, talk about not a lot of home games left in the season for the Rawhide. Two games left until the All-Star break. There'll be 45 games after the All-Star break in the California League. 27 of those 45 will be on the road for the Rawhide. First pitch swinging by Ryan Wilson. It's into center field, and he has a three-hit day. Two singles and the right now game-winning two-run home run in the sixth. Figueroa to second, Wilson at first. Yendry Rojas 0 for 2 today. Lefty batter. Does have two walks in a run. Liabano deals. Ground ball. Right side. Dix, second baseman in. Collects. Underhand. Toss to first. Beats Rojas by a step. Last chance for the Rawhide. Head to the bottom of the ninth. Storm 6. Rawhide nothing on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we believe that it's never too early to start building a bright financial future. With Valley Strong's youth accounts, kids learn to earn, save, and master essential money management skills. Skills that set the foundation for a lifetime of financial independence. From piggy banks to portfolios, Valley Strong is committed to teach the ABCs of all things money. Don't wait. Open a youth account today at valleystrong.com/youth. Empower your child with the tools they need for a secure financial future.
Kauia Health Lifestyle Fitness Center is Visalia's premier gym experience. When you join the Lifestyle Fitness Center, you're on your way to achieving your fitness goals. Come see the best gym around and train like a pro. With an indoor basketball court, two indoor pools, saunas, and cryotherapy. Run the indoor track or scale the rock wall. Childcare is available. Why wait any longer? Visit thelifestylecenter.org to learn more.
Rawhide have only been shut out once at home this season, but they're in danger of having that fate befell them tonight as they trail the Lake Elsinore Storm 6-0 here in the bottom of the ninth inning. New pitcher into for the Storm to try to get the final three outs for Lake Elsinore. It's the right-hander Brian Salazar. Salazar making his 21st start of the season, 6.47 ERA in 32 innings of work. 42 strikeouts, 26 walks for the right-hander Salazar from Barcelona, Venezuela. Dix, Soler, and Santana. Nin, followed by Dix, then Soler, due up in the inning for the Rawhide, top of the order. Lefty-on-lefty matchup. Correction first pitch strike by Salazar in for a strike. Here's the 0-1 from Salazar. Misses low. One ball and one strike to Nin, who has two of the three hits today for Visalia. Singled in the first, singled in the sixth. Trent Youngblood has the only other hit, and Visalia just four base runners tonight. 1-1 pitch. Popped up, foul. Left side out of play. 1-2 to Nin. So the Storm closing in on their 10th win of the second half, and they'll move into a tie with Visalia for first place in the Cal League second half standings. And very important last two games of this series to play on Saturday and Sunday, come playoff implications in September. Last time these two teams, two contenders, will face off. 1-2. Ground ball to the second baseman, Rojas. Fires the first. One out. Now the Rawhide will hit the road after the All-Star break, a nine-game road trip. And they'll play 27 of 45 on the road. Just 18 home games, 27 road games. 12 more road games in the second half. Start that with a nine-game road trip is part of that. Nine-game homestand here ending the first half of the season. Or, well, as we are in the second half. But ending the part of the season leading up to the All-Star break. J.D. Dix, switch hitter, will bat righty against the lefty Salazar. Takes strike one. Dix is 0-3 today. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Salazar. Just missed low. One ball and one strike. Two runs apiece in the sixth, seventh, and eighth innings tonight for Lake Elsinore. Ryan Wilson at a two-run home run in the sixth. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Broken bat up the middle. One hopped into the glove. The second baseman, Rojas. Wide throw to first. And Dix is safe. And is able to swim around the tag of Fountain. And J.D. Dix, another hit. Rojas was shaded up the middle. He's in a perfect spot. But he didn't make a good throw wide of the bag. And Fountain tried to tag out Dix, but with some good dance moves to dance around to hit. Hit on the first base back. So JD is now totaled a hit in nine of his first 10 hits. No, well, never mind. They're going to call it an error. So we'll get a hit tonight as Yasiel Soler fouls it away. E4. But Dix at first. Now Sel Soler, the batter, he's 0-3 as he fouls one off. Seven-game hit streak on the line here for Yasiel. Has a hit in every game he's played in July. 0-1. A slider coming into the zone, 0-2. Just three hits tonight for Visalia. Michael Morales went for a shutout. Johan Moreno for a shutout. And Brian Salazar trying to close it out for the Storm. Here's the 0-2. Just missed outside. One ball, two strikes. So 2-0 into the seventh. Still tight, but the Storm had a stroke of luck. Good base running. They had three infield singles in the seventh. Added a couple more. Zach Evans had an RBI broken bat hit as part of a four-hit night. Here's the 1-2 to Soler. Fouled away. And we'll do it again. Two more in the eighth on a pair of walks hit by pitch. And a couple balls back to the backstop as well. A couple wild pitches by the Rawhide bullpen, not helping Visalia tonight. 1-2 coming to Soler. Here it is. Strike three called. Beautiful slider comes into the zone. Two away. Ruben Santana's 0-3 today. Last chance for the Rawhide with a runner at first and two outs here in the bottom of the ninth. Visalia trails 6-0. Salazar deals. Upstairs, ball one. Rawhide only shut out four times this season. Last time was on June the 29th at Inland Empire, but they haven't been shut out at home since early May. That was against Rancho Cucamonga. 1-0 pitch. This is low. Two balls and no strikes. 6:30 first pitch tomorrow. 2 p.m. first pitch on Sunday. Lefty Wilkin Parada scheduled tomorrow for the Rawhide against the right-hander Brian Bowser. 2-0. Inside, three balls and no strikes. Salazar deals. Strike three called on the, or strike two called, make it on the inside corner. Actually, that was strike one. I've lost the count. Math is hard at the end of a 13-hour day. So three balls and one strike to Santana. Here's the pitch. Softly grounded to the shortstop. Hightower will flip to second for the third out. Ball game over. Lake Elsinore Storm even the series at two games apiece. As, well, numbers are better in two. They were tonight for the Storm. Two runs in the sixth, the seventh, and the eighth. That got to Junior Sanchez. A two-run home run by Wyan Wilson. Spoiled what would have been six shutout. And what a great work by the pitching staff for the Storm tonight. Miguel Morales went four shutout. Johan Moreno four shutout earns the win. And closed out by Brian Salazar in the ninth. Final totals tonight, six runs for the Storm on 10 hits and two errors. No runs for the Rawhide on three hits and one error. Johan Moreno earns his third win of the season. Junior Sanchez, this is his first loss of the year, falls to 4-1. Still got a 2.32 ERA. Zach Evans led the way for the Storm with four hits, a run, and drove one in. Rawhide led by Yerald Nin and his two hits. Final totals tonight, Lake Elsinore, six runs, 10 hits, two errors. Visalia, no runs, three hits, and no errors. Game time of 2 hours and 19 minutes in front of a good crowd of 1,737. We'll talk to you again tomorrow night, first pitch at 6:30 for game five of this series, with the series all knotted at two, and these teams, well, they're tied in the standings. First place now in the Cal League South second half standings, both at 10 and 10. For our entire Rawhide Broadcast Network crew, our director, JT Gomez, producer, Andrew Thornburg, I'm Ben Griffin Epstein. Good night from Visalia.